sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area and the political editor here at Civic Media. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We are just getting underway on the show talking about some of the big headlines across the state from this week. Right before the break, we were talking about the Democratic Party announcing that they would be endorsing Judge Susan Crawford for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So just in case, you know, you were really missing a campaign cycle in Wisconsin, there's an opportunity to get right back at it as the Wisconsin Supreme Court race will ramp up in the coming months. And then, you know, the Democratic Party today really planting their flag on the Susan Crawford campaign there. That general election is on April 1st. So if you want to get involved, if you're feeling, you know, motivated to really get involved at the local level, try to do something to make some change after some perhaps disappointing, discombobulating results in the fall election, there's an opportunity to do it right there. Just get involved in that Supreme Court race, the Democratic Party officially endorsing today. So, and you know, we had a nice 2-week break from active campaign season in the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, that we're not going to get much more than that as far as like an off season for politics in this state. That's for sure. As I was checking the news feeds during the break, there was an interesting item that came across from WisPolitics, from J.R. Ross at WisPolitics, writing that the Governor Evers administration today is projecting the state will finish the 23-25 budget with a $4 billion surplus. Ross says that is more than the $3.5 billion that had been expected. You know, this has been one of the kind of the biggest items in Wisconsin state politics for the past several years, this massive, massive surplus that, you know, Democrats want to spend it on a whole bunch of different things, make investments in childcare, healthcare, and you know, public education, higher education. All of these different things are going unfunded right now, underfunded, I guess you could say, probably more accurately say. And we're having school districts across the state passed all sorts of different referendums to fund their schools. And meanwhile, at the same time, we have this massive $4 billion now surplus at the state level. So when the legislature gets back into session next year, this is going to be one of the top news items. 2025 will be a budget year for the state of Wisconsin. That is always a contentious battle. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if some of the smaller margins that Republicans have in their majority in the assembly, in the Senate, will create, you know, maybe a little bit more incentive to have a more bipartisan budget in a certain sense, because some of the, you know, incumbent Republicans who might be in tougher districts having to defend those seats under new maps, perhaps they don't want to take a vote on an unpopular policy on something like, oh, I don't know, giving a massive tax break to the wealthy, which is what Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, always seems to want to do with a surplus in the state of Wisconsin. So that will certainly be something to monitor here as well. Going through some other headlines of the week, though, one that I think I don't want to fly under the radar because it, you know, the announcement came kind of late in the day, a couple days ago. But I don't think this should fly under the radar because it is a Wisconsin connection to the Trump cabinet. Now, you know, in the initial announcements of the Trump cabinet, there's a lot of wild nominees being picked by Donald Trump here. You know, RFK to run our Health and Human Services Department. And I think yesterday Dr. Oz was picked as the head of Medicaid and Medicare. So lots of ridiculous picks. And you know, inevitably, there would be a Wisconsin connection at some point to the cabinet. You know, obviously hasn't filled out the full cabinet just yet, but former Congressman Sean Duffy was nominated as Transportation Secretary as Trump rolls out his cabinet. You know, Duffy, a big-time Trump backer over the years, was the congressman in the northernmost district in the state of Wisconsin. You know, I took a look at his record in Congress to see if he, you know, really did anything that stood out in this field of kind of transportation and public works. I saw that he had introduced a couple bills, was co-sponsored, a couple dozen other bills in the 8 years that he served in Congress. But this just didn't really seem like a major area of focus for him. But, you know, I think there was also some news stories indicating that Duffy was on Fox News, where he is a host, talking about transportation, talking about a number of issues that have, you know, kind of faced that have, you know, popped up over recent years, things about, you know, kind of canceled airline flights or things like that. So, you know, we have a Wisconsin connection there. It is very unclear what a Sean Duffy USDOT might exactly look like as we look ahead to this. You know, Pete Buttigieg has been the Secretary of the Department of Transportation for some time. This is an issue I've actually reported on quite a bit in and around Milwaukee at the recombobulation area over the years, particularly on the what I consider to be the overly expensive and unnecessary expansion, widening of the I-94 freeway in Milwaukee. And that's something that, you know, Democratic Governor Tony Evers pushed for, and Democratic U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg approved, even as you had a number of liberal groups kind of lined up against that. So, you know, obviously going to be expecting a very, very different Department of Transportation under Donald Trump and now under Sean Duffy. So, you know, perhaps knowing Wisconsin the way Duffy does, maybe there could be some way to bring back some federal dollars to Wisconsin. I'm going to try to remain optimistic about some of these things, even as it doesn't really seem like the type of pick that would really transform the department the way it needs to. After the break here, we're going to be joined by Natasha Karecki of NBC News to talk about the race for DNC chair. So stick with us on the Maggie Dawn Show. We will be right back. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true. Yes, I love you. Sunny. Yesterday, all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smile.